All right, we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock Provisional number one qualifier, Erica Enders, who went to number one with her run of 6.521. Erica, it would be your 24th career number one qualifier, but certainly a great way to start the season. How excited were you to put down a run like that to open the year?
Well, we were definitely excited considering how the year ended last year. We knew that we had to go to work on finding some power in the engine department and then getting our Rip Jones race cars just tuned up right. You know, a lot of it has to do with race car setup. So my guys went to work really, really hard. I want to give huge props to Kyle Bates, Jake Hairston, Stephen Hurley, and Kendall Long in our engine shop, Carl Foltz for the help on the headwork. I mean, it takes an army of people to get this stuff right. And you know, the KB guys had big power last year. Greg was on the pole the majority of the races. So and then it still came down to the wire on winning the championship. So our goal was to come out swinging. I feel like we have something to prove, and we backed it down.
Did you guys have a good off season, you know, and then into testing? Did you feel like you would come and open the season on a strong note?
We felt really strongly that we would open the season on a strong note. We didn't go test with everyone in Phoenix. We did a private test rental in Bakersfield, California, for 3 days with all four of our house cars and then the Quadras, both the father and his two sons. So we had a conglomerate of cars out there and all of our people. I think we had 45 guys out there, and just really went to work on getting our setups right. But you by no means know where you stand until you show up here or at a race where every other competitor's at. So to be able, I mean, it's the first run of the season. It's a long year, but to come out and do that well, have the car set up right, and just go right to the top, Elite Motorsports, Elite Performance 1 and 2 with myself and Aaron Stanfield, it just feels good for the night anyway.
Erica, did losing the championship last year light a fire under you for this year?
I feel like I definitely left some on the table last year. I say I don't ever say that I as a driver, I left some on the table last year. Greg had the superior performing car all season long. I don't remember the number, but quite a few number one qualifiers, a significant amount, and still barely won the championship. So I had two crucial rounds in the countdown. Had they gone the other way, we would have hoisted the trophy and secured our fifth world championship. So it's, again, a long year, and it takes a lot of help from a lot of people. But yes, I feel like we definitely have something here.
I don't think you've ever won the Winter Nationals. What would that mean to start off the year and put that many points in the bank right away?
It would be huge. I mean, the 900th national event for Pro Stock, which is pretty significant. And then, as you mentioned, we'd never won the Winter Nationals. So it would definitely be something to accomplish. It's on our bucket list, as well as the Gators. There are only a few tracks that we haven't scored a Wally at, and this is one of them. So done it a couple times in the World Finals, but to open up the season on the right foot would definitely mean a lot to me.
Erica, can you take us through that run that went to number one?
Sure. You know, I watched a lot of our cars. We have the same crew chiefs, right? Everybody shares data. They all work in the crew chief lounge together. You know, I saw TJ shake immediately, and then I saw Aaron go a 52 with an 8, I believe. So I was hoping we were going to be somewhere in the middle of those two, you know, being able to get down successfully. But when I unclutched it and the way that the car moves through low gear, we were 971 and 60 foot. And as a driver that's been in the car tens of thousands of runs, you kind of know when you're on a hit. And when I unclutched it and we made it through low gear, wheels up, and I pulled second, I thought she might be pretty happy. So rolled through the rest of the gears, and I always check up on my competitor once I put it in high gear. I looked over and I didn't see Greg, so I was really hopeful we were going to blow the scoreboard over, and we were able to do that by a few thousandths of a second, but pretty cool run.
You've been the best starting line driver in the class for years now. Guys like Dallas Leonard coming in, as close as it is right now, is there anything more you can do to, I mean, you're deadly already. What else can you do?
Well, Phil, it's always something that I work on for sure. And you know, I had some surgery on my arm this off season, so I didn't do a whole lot of testing at all. I made two runs prior to coming in here. I did that on Wednesday in Bakersfield. So there was some stuff that I definitely wanted to work on in the off season. But as far as clutch linkage goes, different clutch pedals, the way you position your body and your leg in the car, there's just so many things that go into it, and as a human, I'm the biggest variable of all of it. But when it comes down to it, with the experience, with the guys that I have standing behind me, and the calls that we make on the car, I definitely have my goals set high for being a better driver this year. And things have, I'm going to have a little side note, things have really significantly changed with these cars as the EFI, and leaving it, like making more torque and